Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Jeremy White and Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
Snap. Jackson gonna throw. Takes a look. Pocket collapsing. Drops back, throws it towards the end zone. It is intercepted in the end zone. Picked off in the end zone. Jordan Poyer stepped in front of that pass. Picked off in the end zone by the Bills veteran safety, Jordan Poyer. How about that one?
Jeremy White.
Like, let's have a really stupid conversation about something, but we're not the first to do it.
Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
We've never seen anything like it. We don't know what they're capable of. They're aliens.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
You want to start with a Let's Get Stupid?
You got a Let's Get Stupid?
I've got a Let's Get Stupid.
Is it wearing wearing shorts when it's 38 degrees? How cold is it right now? Because I'm wearing shorts.
I did the thing today where I didn't check the weather.
Oh.
And I wore shorts going outside and thought, should I turn around and go back in all the way back upstairs, change my shorts, put pants on?
Yeah, it'd be fine. Right, it's going to be, well, 60 today.
But it was, I did not check my app until I was in my car and I saw 38.
Yeah, it's 38. It's cold.
Holy God.
It's cold. We've had golf, so yes. We've had golf league night now for 2 weeks. Both weeks it's been cold.
Last night was windy too.
Yeah, windy and cold is, yep. You know, dipping down. I was wearing shorts again for that and thought, oof, man, would like a nice night. It's almost June.
We got to be there. We're in the 80s some of these days, right?
Yeah. We're getting there. Next Thursday, a week from today. Oh my God, looking at next week.
What's the Wednesday night though? I didn't mean a good golf league night.
Well, Wednesday night next week at 6 p.m. it'll be 77 degrees.
Oh, love that.
Looks
that's
like
what we want.
Starting Sunday, again, my phone app. If we want to get Pat Hammer on, we can. My phone says as of Sunday through the following Saturday. The lowest high temperature, again, that's the lowest
high
of the highs, yeah, is 75.
I think that qualifies maybe as a
heat wave. Yeah, good. Next week, Wednesday, the high is 84.
Okay.
So we're hitting 80s next week.
Memorial Day, what are we looking at? You get that open.
Looks perfect. Sunny.
Beauty.
82.
Warm enough to be in the water.
Maybe. Water might not be warm enough to be in the water, but
we'll
yes.
See. I might be going down to, you know, like Angola on the lake area, and how warm is that water going to be?
Oh.
I think I'm bringing my suit just in case. It's going to be cold, though, right?
Yeah. It's polar bear. It's polar bear swim full time.
Is that normal? Because I feel like I'm used to going in the water on Memorial Day.
It's always cold.
Yeah.
Yes. The average water temperature in what? In May? You're asking for Lake Erie?
Yeah, late May, though.
Late May?
Yeah, give me a couple days of heating it up here. 70, well, I guess it's 38 right now, so that's not happening.
Right, it's not. It's
not happening today.
Lake Erie water temperature in June is 57.
Okay, maybe water's not the best idea.
Yeah, it doesn't. The water is really, okay. It gets much nicer around August. It takes some time.
Wow.
It takes a full summer. Good morning. It's Thursday. Jeremy White, Joe DiBiase. Remind me at some point, we're looking at the screen right now, ESPN, to talk about Rod Brind'Amour at some point.
Just in general?
Well, no, they got swept out. It's not anything other than, I can just tell you right now, I saw an interview he did with Elliot Friedman where he laid out the process by which the NHL should review everything. Every single thing.
Rod.
He wanted.
What does he want?
He wants every penalty reviewed. Every single one.
Really?
Yes. He was trying to explain.
Penalties, even.
Penalty. Every single penalty. So he has to sit down with Elliot Friedman, and I'm watching this, and Elliot's like, okay, I see it. I get what you're saying. Brendan Moore, what he wants is for when there's a penalty called, someone else immediately starts to look to see if it was a penalty. And any time that is used, right there, you go to a quick commercial, and then you come back. And you kind of, I guess the best way I could describe this is he was treating it like snow days in school. You have an allotted amount of time you're going to use, and if you use a lot of it, you steal it from the bank you have at the end.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Brendan Moore was saying, oh, we had four penalties and 4 minutes of review. Those 4 minutes that were scheduled to be commercials later in the period, we won't take those breaks. And that's how we get it all in the same amount of time. That was his idea.
That makes some sense, doesn't it? I know what he's trying to do.
He's trying to
just fill the time where they're doing nothing.
Well, he's trying to get everything right. And the biggest answer would be no one's going to want to sit through that. And his answer is we will just move the commercials around the reviews.
But he's telling you don't have to really sit through it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You do, but the net will be the same. That's what he's trying to say. If there are 12 minutes of breaks in a period, there will still only be 12 minutes, but we'll spend every minute of those reviewing calls to see if they were right. It's a nightmare. No, Rod, sorry.
Is it a nightmare?
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
I mean, why is it a nightmare, though? Like, if his idea is we'll be at commercial when we're reviewing, we're not seeing the review anyway.
The nightmare is, Joe, you're trying to tell me, this is Let's Get Stupid. You're trying to tell me there's a call for hooking in the first period, 6 minutes in. You go to commercial break. When we come back, let's find out if the Sabres are indeed on the power play. Every penalty is reviewed during a commercial break. It's a hard... That's Let's Get Stupid. That is stupid.
What is the only problem, though, that we just don't know?
What do you mean?
When we go into the commercial break? Because this would be a way of accomplishing getting it right without prolonging the game.
Because every single penalty would be reviewed.
Yeah, I know.
This is the worst sentence I've ever put together, and you're over here entertaining it.
I'm entertaining it. I am entertaining it. I'm not saying I'd want to do it, but I'm not telling Brendan Moore that he's an idiot, because I think he's trying to accomplish the two things that are always pinned against each other, which is prolonging the game and, you know, getting it right.
Well, getting it right is a scourge itself. You don't need to get it right. I'm just trying to watch sports here. Let's move. Let's move it along. You got an interference call. Now, how would you put one against the other? Do you want this call to be made during the break? I thought all these leagues really like transparency and their rules analysts. Don't I need Don Kaharsky to tell me whether or not it is interference?
Well, hold on. He's definitely bringing us back from commercial break with his explanation.
These guys will make more than Joe Buck and Troy Aikman to be on the broadcast all the time.
They'll just be the only guys. It'll be the play-by-play guy and the rules analyst. We won't even have another analyst.
Who has time for play-by-play? Just explain to me whether or not the penalty's a penalty. So, yeah, Brendan Moore laid that whole thing out, how he just wants everything reviewed. Which, my other takeaway when I was watching it was, this is why people that are in the game should not be running the game. The game should be run by somebody that's in charge of entertainment value. And the players, you know, kind of deal with it. When the NHL in 05-06 came out and stopped clutching and grabbing, people got mad about it. But it was for the betterment of the game.
Yep.
Right? The people that play it don't want it to happen. I've mentioned to you before, when the Premier League made it so you cannot, as a goaltender, pick up a pass back to you from your teammates that they kicked to you.
Yep.
The most famous and accomplished manager in Premier League history said they were ruining the game. Like the guy, Sir Alex Ferguson, said it was a travesty. Of course, now it's totally normal to be that's a rule.
I didn't even know that it
totally
didn't used to be.
Normal. Yeah. That's a rule. So people in the game hate these rule changes, and you know they're always too focused on getting it right or whatever, and justifiably. Like I get that. But yeah, that interview, I didn't plan on getting to that this early. But watching that, I thought that's why this guy and GMs and head coaches, they should not be voting on the betterment of the game.
What he really just wants is his season to not end on a bad call, which is, you know, good for him, I guess, that he got swept.
Right.
And it wasn't even close.
Here's the other thing.
Although he did, the game-winning goal to end his season did come in a power play. Although, I'd have to look at the penalty.
He's also still going to say that the call was wrong. Yesterday, Jamie Benn attempted to claim that he was simply falling and his stick landed on the face of Mark
His
Stone.
Landing point was a stick.
We got to review that. Should we have the rules official? Should we have George Peros come in live to do it? Just like, hold on. Let's not kick Jamie Benn out of this game just yet. Let's get the Department of Player Safety. Call George. George, and we'll talk to him in a commercial, and we come back from break. Oh, actually, Jamie, he says he didn't mean to do it. So, no. It's the replay remains a necessary evil and the bane of our existence as viewers. It's terrible. You want every penalty in the NFL reviewed?
I don't need every penalty reviewed. I like where the NFL's at now. I like where the NFL is at now.
Belichick wants to challenge a penalty.
Yeah, don't need that. Don't need that. I think the NFL is good. NFL is, things are reviewed and it's quick.
It is quick. They've got a little sky judge guy. So yeah. In the NFL, you don't.
And to me, it's not a coincidence that the NFL, review-wise, to me, is in the best shape of any of these four sports. And it's the sport right now where the referee has the least power. That the guy in the booth has more power than the guy on the field.
Right. They send it to the booth.
Yeah.
So you don't support coaches in the NFL challenging one penalty, but you do maybe support the NHL effectively challenging every penalty.
I mean, I don't want to go all the way with Brindamore. And he's not saying challenge. He said automatic review.
Which is a challenge.
Which I guess is...
Every single review is a challenge.
Is worse. All right, Belichick wants one. Maybe just I heard Belichick had an idea and I automatically wanted to be against it.
That's all right.
Challenging a penalty. Like one challenge on a penalty per game?
Horrible. Nothing. Get it out. It's horrible. Every challenge, every replay, it's freedom.
I wouldn't want to add it. It's one of your two challenges.
No,
you can challenge. You have two challenges. I'm not going to limit. You can challenge whatever. You could challenge that they put the attendance number up on the board and it's 80. It's 80,000, and you say it's 70. You can challenge anything you want, but you only get two of them.
David and Elma likes this idea. David, come on, David. I'm not ready for this at 6 a.m. I wasn't prepared for this conversation.
Hey guys, I agree with Joe. Jeremy, you're acting like there's like 100 penalties called in one single game of hockey.
No, but there's like, what, five?
Yeah, but how many commercial breaks are there? More than five.
Every penalty would then be challenged. Would non-calls be challenged? What happens when there's a non-call? Does the NHL stop and review that during the break and call a penalty? Or is this just going to go the way of the offside review, where the review process only exists to take things away?
Okay, no, you got a good point there. Brindamore didn't go over that in his rule change policy.
he did not. Thanks, David. We got to get Brindamore on a fireside chat. Let's get Elliot Friedman to follow up here.
That's the best point I've heard, is that you're only taking away offense.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what the offside review does. That's what challenging penalties would do.
That's what the offside review does.
I mean, it's just another way to make it so in Rod Brindamore's world, there'd be, what, half as many power plays? Do you think half the calls are bad? Do we take a break and say, actually, we got back from break, and Jordan Greenway got tripped. The Sabres are on the power play. That sounds terrible. We don't even get to see the call. It's a review.
Yeah.
I mean, man. I just want some... Thank you, David, for calling bright and early. I very much appreciate it.
The NHL, too. Does Brindamore want this in, like, playoff overtime?
Everywhere, yeah.
Because at that point, right, like we already throw our hands up and just like there's no rule book in playoff overtime.
I can see it right now. We're back from break and the Leafs are on the power play. I'm sure everybody would just be just fine with that. Now you have the power to retroactively take penalties. Well, it looks like the Toronto was going to be shorthanded. They went back and reviewed and decided, no, it wasn't interference.
Hockey's too hard for this.
I can't be the only one that got to the world where every single review makes you personally upset, right?
I mean, for me, it might be different. I've never known anything else other than any other existence, right? Like, when I started watching sports, review was already a thing. So I don't even bat an eye when it happens.
But you don't think it's invasive at this point?
It is. I don't know, though. I feel like this is... it's baby steps along the way to where you inevitably get to something that's more streamlined and these leagues will be better at it. I feel like they're still just figuring it out. Well, and maybe the NHL, who is still looking at these plays on iPads with the guys on the ice, will just never figure it out. But like again, I want to kind of go back to the NFL that I feel like they've figured out the formula.
How do you feel about robot umps for balls and strikes?
Love it.
Yeah, that's as streamlined as you get.
But do you ever get to that? Well, I guess what did they review for only a couple years before they went to that?
Yeah,
review probably doesn't affect that at all. But technology in general, right? Like eventually, technology will be on a level to where they will be able to get it all right. Phone it?
Yep. Here's a good question. Sam in Batavia. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, you know, you guys are talking about the penalties, and what do you do for the review? What do you do when the goaltender comes out of the net for, the delayed penalty, and if they were to score, then what happens with the review?
Then you go review it, and you take it off the board, Rod Brind'Amour, right? Actually, thanks, Sam. Perfect. Great point. Just another way to be a thief of joy. Yeah. I'm at a game at the arena. Hooray, the Sabres score the extra attacker. Go to the commercial break. Actually, the goal doesn't count because we do not think it warranted a hooking call. So, sorry, goal off the board.
Does Brind'Amour have a plan for what happens if they run out of commercial time?
No.
Reviews then stop?
That's right.
What happens? He said there's 12 minutes of commercial time. What happens if there were so many penalties that, okay, we've used up our 12 minutes. Well, now there's another penalty. Now what?
Well, then the officials would stop calling them.
They would just stop calling penalties in general?
Wouldn't the NHL, as a result of this, just add more commercials?
Oh, sure.
I mean,
if they could sell it, yeah, they would do it. The NBA does this a little bit, don't they? Not with penalties, but they'll go back 5 minutes later and say that was a three-pointer instead of a two-pointer.
That's right. But that's not subjective. That's easy. Your foot was on the line.
Right.
NHL penalties. That's
the key, isn't it? And that's usually where my breaking point is. Replay doesn't drive me as crazy as it does you. But my breaking point is whenever we get into subjectivity, no. If any, this is a subjective call, I think I am out. But if it's... if it's not subjective, and if I could prove one way or the other that one thing was right, then I'm okay with it.
What happens in the Super Bowl on that play that got the Chiefs in field goal position? What happens on that play? If the Eagles can challenge that.
Remind me. What is this play?
There was a holding play on Juju Smith-Schuster, was it Schuster or was it Tony?
Oh, yeah. James Bradbury?
Yes.
Yes.
What happens if they challenge that?
Not subjective. Too bad.
So what's the right call? Virgil writes in, getting it right. I'll always support getting it right. Right is not always yes or no. There are gray areas. One official would call it this way. Mm. One would call it that way. Which is getting it right?
That's a good question.
You could have this pursuit of it that takes away from the actual product. And that's the offside challenge. This pursuit of getting something right has done damage to your sport. And if you tried to... I don't know. What are you going to have, AI challenging every holding in the NFL? I'm not making fun of that.
No,
I'm being honest.
It's funny, though.
Could the NFL buy some technology where AI will monitor offensive lines and flag holdings? Because it's the kind of thing, Joe, where you say there's holding on every play. Let's say tomorrow I invent that technology. I sell it to the NFL.
Yeah.
They run it for one game. It calls 70 holding penalties. What do?
They get rid of it the next day.
They dial thing right back.
Dial the intensity.
Because it's not really about getting it right.
Well,
it's about the spirit of the rule.
That's right.
All these things are supposed to be about the spirit of the rule and spirit of the game.
That's right. But I'm thinking about Madden for this a little bit. What is Madden? Madden is, they have that intensity meter on
sliders.
Penalties, the sliders.
Sliders, yeah.
Because that would be, is there some... off in the distance technology where they'll be able to scan the entire football field and almost plug it into Madden and have it be called as though it was Madden, which you would say for the most part, if it's a penalty in Madden, it's a penalty. There's really no review in Madden because it's always just, that's just the way it is. So if you have that off in the distance someday, okay, I can scan the field and I can just plug it into Madden and that's what the penalties are going to be called. Don't you dial? You can move that intensity slider around on what penalties are going to be called, which is I guess what referees are trying to do anyways.
Yep. Yeah, I'm thinking about the sliders Think about when you played Madden. If there were too many injuries, you dialed the slider back.
You just start to turn them off.
If you played a video game, and you might tell me this is different than actual playing the sport, but I would dispute that. You play NHL at home. You're just trying to have a good time. It calls 37 penalties in that game. And then if this, you know, this game could speak to you, it'd say, Joe, I'm just making sure I get it right. These are penalties. You'd say, I don't care.
Yeah.
If this is right, then it's wrong to be trying to be this right, if that makes any sense. CJ in Buffalo. What's up, CJ?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, what do you think about the NFL borrowing or taking the technology that they use in tennis? And you know how they show the animated replay of how the ball hit the line? I'm not worried too much about the line. I mean, maybe on sideline catches. But I would think if you put the referees that they use to explain a penalty that we already know, I would like them to show an animation of what the rule is and have the ref explain it. Because some of the verbiage is like, you just threw some words in there.
Are you talking?
It doesn't explain.
If you're talking about goal line technology, I think that's totally fine. Right, where like they have that in the they have that in soccer, where the referee has his wrist buzz if it crosses the line. Talking about first downs, goal lines, to me, that technology could not be that far away and could be just fine. That's not the same as holding. That's not the same as as illegal contact.
So what I'm explaining is, I'm talking about just the animation itself, and I would have how the ref, like while he's talking during a break or something, he also has a screen next to it so we can see what the rule is physically while he explains it. Because sometimes they say words, and I'm not talking about the replay or anything, but like...
Well, CJ, what penalty? Give me a specific penalty you're talking about.
Okay, so let's say the playoff game where it was a kick and they you know, the Texans, it was called back.
That's one that they might have gotten the rule wrong.
Yeah.
That's a little weird. Let's talk about normal, everyday rules, because this whole conversation is about what it would do. Defensive pass interference. I mean, could you even necessarily think of what an animation of defensive pass interference would look like? There's 50,000 different versions of it.
Yeah, football is tough because of situational. Yeah. No, you're right about that. Yeah.
All right.
Well, there's not much you can do with that one other than pretty much take away the instant replays at this point, because most of them they get wrong anyway. Some of the obvious ones they don't get right regardless.
Right.
Acts the same.
They still do the – thanks, CJ. Thanks for the call. They still do the overcoming what's called on the field.
I think the NFL, they still have their mistakes.
The sky judge is better. I agree.
I think their accuracy rating is way higher than it used to be.
I agree. All I'm trying to do is say, but here's the thing. When you say the NFL is in the best place of the sports, you did say you think it's because it's expedited. It's fast.
Yeah, it's fast.
But
why is it fast? Because the guy, there is someone that is just set up with the perfect environment to get to get the call right, but also to do it quickly.
But you don't, which do you care about more? That the guy, who that person is, or that it's fast?
Well, what do you want as a dream? You want fast and accurate, right?
Well, forget accuracy, because again, accuracy is subjective on a lot of these.
Fast too, sure, right? No, because even if
most important is fast.
Yes,
that's the most important. You could say getting it right is the most important, and
it's the reason why you're doing it. Which is why this is.
You don't want it wrong and fast every time, but you want it fast. And if it's Dean Blandino who. You know, XFL, he's the guy. Or if it's John on his couch.
Yeah.
Get it right and fast. That's all I care about. Get me out of there. Get this rules analyst off my screen. Get the replays to please stop. 803-0550. A little morning conversation. Thanks, Rod Brindamore. He wants every penalty reviewed, and he wants to borrow from commercial time. One quick text on this, and this is a fair point. Rod Brindamore wants to use commercial time so it won't be obtrusive to viewers. Imagine the experience actually being at the game would be like. You're there.
Yeah.
A penalty has been called. Does the guy sit in the box? Does the Sabres play their power play song, their music? You get ready. You're excited.
Uh-huh.
And then they come back from break and they're pulling them out of the box. Well, it's not a penalty.
Do they still have a power play song?
Yes.
They used to have that
Coheed and Cambria.
No, it was somebody else.
That's the Westminster Chimes. They still might do that, but there used to be a song when the power play unit came out.
Okay.
All right, we have to get a break in. If you want to stick with us, 803-0550, we'll get through phone calls. I planned on starting with what happens in the NHL's Eastern Conference if the Sabres get one more win. Another conversation.
Yeah.
Because then Florida's not in it.
Uh-huh.
Florida's off to the Stanley Cup Final. Sam Reinhart, Brandon Montour, off to the Stanley Cup Final with the Florida Panthers. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, more on this. We'll take your calls. We'll dig into that question about the Sabres as well here on a beautiful, chilly May 25th Thursday on WGR.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.